Hello everyone, happy new year. So we're back to our Monday missions, or Monday mindset, as I'm going to call it from now on. And I want to get this going regular again. And I hope you all had a good Christmas. I did some training this morning. I was looking forward to it for the last couple of weeks because we had a bit of a shutdown. And so today's post is really about pain versus pleasure, really. So if you like me at Christmas, I got one of these. And I absolutely love my chocolate. I think this one's my favourite one. It's got the cream egg in it. So it gives me pleasure when I'm eating it, but that pleasure is only for like a few seconds, isn't it? And I'm not saying don't eat chocolate, because I wouldn't say that. I'm not going to tell you to do something I wouldn't, you know, things I enjoy. But, you know, we all have our pleasures in life, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You might like your drink, or, you know, just going out. So they're like a short-term pleasure. Now, obviously, when I eat this whole box, when I finally get through it, if I didn't do any training, then I'm going to have a long-term pain. It's, you know, I'm going to feel it around my waist, I'm going to have to buy new clothes, or I'm going to feel, you know, like I'm not feeling very good about myself. So for a short-term pleasure, most often than not, and think about different areas of your life, the long-term pain is more intense. But our heads are just tuned in to do anything to avoid pain. But we don't think about the long-term effects of pain that, you know, can be caused by certain things. It could be smoking, right? People, I've never smoked, but I can't get my head. A lot of my family did, so I couldn't get my head around that. And I'm not knocking it. I just maybe gave them that pleasure for short term, but the long term effects, of course, we know, you know, can be quite different. So our heads are tuned in to do anything to avoid pain, and we work towards pleasure. So it's inevitable that when we see a nice box of chocolates, that we're going to get pleasure. It's instant pleasure. We get it straight away. But of course, down the line, if we don't do anything about our fitness, and I'm using fitness as an example, then it's going to cause us some problems. So today, the pain was really motivating myself to get up, because I said to myself, no, I'm going to go in and train this morning. I overslept a little bit. I woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I could have quite easily stayed in bed. For those tuned in, hello everyone, thank you for watching. So I could have easily stayed in bed and, you know, told myself, I'll do it tomorrow, have another story. I didn't sleep too good last night. I think I was starting work again today, going to get into the swing of things. All the great stuff I want to do for this year just turn over my head. So the pain was getting started. You know, once I got in, you know, say with fitness, we often see that as a pain because it's going to be tiring, we're going to be out of breath, or we won't be able to do it, and we start to make up more pains for that. So we avoid that pain. But afterwards, I feel like I've got more energy, I feel like I've accomplished something. I've needed it, because it real cleared my head up and set me up for the day of, you know, it's good mentally, which is more important than anything else, and it's good, you know, for physical. So the long-term effect from that small amount of pain, which is mostly up here, is everlasting. And that's really what I want you to take from that today, is, and I think, what short-term pains, or, you know, sometimes we put off a pain and we go through different things in life and we just continue doing it, but we don't want to put off a pain. But what's the pleasure that we're going to get long term? So it's thinking more abundance of long term. What is this going to do for me? Is this going to benefit me right now? Is it going to hurt for 2 seconds? But the long term is going to be, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so much happier. I'm going to feel great about myself. So that's pretty much it. And I thought this was a good post to start off with January, because it's like crazy time at the gym, and, you know, where we run with the academy, people, you know, come in with their great goals. Don't overdo it. I will say that, you know, set yourself up for success, but stay with it and think that, you know, generally about the third week of January, say with fitness, a lot of people start dropping off because, you know, they've overdone it, or, it's like, oh, I'm just too tired, I'll just stop now, and that's it, you know, we're off. We focused on that short-term pain, which was really going to be a long-term benefit. And then we're back to feeling, okay, you know, the short-term pleasure for the long-term pain. So it's finding that balance within. All right, guys, if you've got something from that, it's going to help your mindset to stay on track with your fitness, your health, your personal goals, objectives for the rest of the year, drop me an emoji below. Let's have the strong arm, and please share the video. But, you know, keep on track with this. You know, repeat the video if you got to. Remember, what is the short-term pain you avoid that's going to give you long-term pleasure? You know, still have your cheat days, have your nice chocolates, but remember that, you know, that as an example, that's like a short-term pleasure. But if I keep having those short-term pleasures, it's going to be a long-term you know, pain in the future. All right, guys, happy Monday. Enjoy the rest of your day. And say, drop us that emoji.